All right, so in the Siddur, so we're in Karbanis, before Pesukah de Zimra, so it's a little bit disorganized the way we're doing it, but at least we know what zip code we're in on Karbanis. So so tonight we'll talk about the din of Ketores. So we know that in you don't have this in front of you, but in the Siddur, so after we say the parashas of... this is different from Halkim, but you know, parshas of Truma Sadeshen, the parsha of the Talmud. So then we talk about the Ketores, which was also brought every day. So the way it works is, as we know, the first thing we say is basically the parsha of Ketores that's in Chumash, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, kach l'chasamim, and then we go through a whole bunch of brises. The Pitmak Tanar Bana, Pitmak Ketores Ketzad, it goes through all the 11. Ketores has 11 ingredients. Well, the 11 ingredients of the Ketores, Elohein, Tsari, Vatzipar, and Achalban, and so on, the measurements of each one. And then the Brisa talks about, there are 11 essential ingredients, and then there's like additional ingredients. So, and it talks about how they prepared each one, some additional ingredients, they put in salt, Mala Ashen Kolshu, we'll speak about that soon. And so on and so forth. Rishon ben Gamliel has a list of brises. These brises are from they're brises. They're recorded in the Gemara Krisis. So it's Gemara Krisis and Davov. That's where these brises are from. Okay, so that's what we say. So we talk about Ketores in Torah Shebichsav. That's Vayaron Shel Moshe, and then in Torah Shebal Peh. Now, one of the lines that it says in the brisa that we say is as follows. It's the end of like the first main brisa. We say v'imchiser echem mikol samaneha, that if the kohen would if he would be missing one of the essential ingredients, chayiv misa, then you chayiv misa. So that's what it says in the brisa. Now, because of this, it's interesting. Because of this, it's like it's hard to understand so much. But because of this, halacha imchiser echad mikol sameach chayiv misa, so the paiskim, the rishonim, already bring down that it was understood that even saying the ketores has to be said with extra caution. Just like when you bring the ketores, it has to be brought carefully, because if you miss one of the ingredients, it's chayiv misa, right? Usually when you have a carbon, right, and you don't bring it properly, you just didn't bring the carbon properly. You weren't yoytze. But over here, if you don't bring the ketores properly, besides the fact that you weren't yoytze with ketores, you're chayiv misa, chas v'shalom. So we'll speak about where this chayiv misa is coming from. That's what the Brisa says. So so because of this, the Rishonim say, that's why even when you say pitma ketores, you have to say it carefully. Ad kedei kach, that this is where the minhag developed, not to say ketores, Ashkenaz, not to say ketores during the week, only on Shabbos. Why only on Shabbos? Shabbos, you have more time, you show a das, you can say it more carefully. During the week, it's really the end of davening, you got to move, you got to go. So that's where more concerned. Even Ashkenaz says it before davening by Karbonis, because you got a while to go. So we're assuming you're not in such a huge rush from the very beginning. But Al-Kapanim, that's where the idea comes from. But that's what the Brisa says. M'chis rechad, mikol samana, chayiv misa. Okay, so let's investigate that idea. Let's investigate that. So, in the Marmakamis that you have, so again, the first Marmakam that you have is from this, what we see in davening, but it's coming from a Gemara Krisis. Vavim and Aleph, M'chiser Achas, Mikol Samanah, Chayiv Misa. That again, if the client brings Ketores, missing one of the ingredients, he's Chayiv Misa. Okay, that's what the Brisa says in Krisis. Now, in terms of the Makar of this, where is this Chayiv Misa coming from, and so on. So there's, the Gemara Krisis doesn't explain. The Gemara Krisis just sort of brings down the Brisa. The Brisa says what it says. In terms of why, so that's a different Gemara. That's a Gemara Numa on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara Numa on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about Ketores. Now, when it comes to, just a little bit of background, when it comes to Ketores, we know that Ketores was brought every single day. Every single day Ketores was brought in the morning and the afternoon, connected with the Talmud Shel Shachar, Talmud Shel Ben Arvayim. It was brought by any kohen. Any kohen can bring it, and it was brought in the kodesh, in the heichal of the Beis Hamikdash. Right, so in the courtyard, the chatzar, you have the mizbeach, kiyar, and so on. And when you go in, that's where the menorah, the shulchan, and the inner mizbeach. That's where the ketores was. There's also such a thing as the ketores of Yom Kippur. right? So besides the Ketores of every single day, which Yom Kippur also has, then there was a special handful of Ketores that the Kohen Gadol would bring in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right? It was Daka, Min HaDaka. It was the same ingredients and the same basic procedure, different location, Kodesh HaKodeshim. It was specifically done by the Kohen Gadol. That's the... So the Gemara in Yuma is really talking about the Ketores of Yom Kippur, okay? But as we'll see, Chazal understand that what we learn about the Ketores of Yom Kippur kind of applies to the Ketores throughout the year as well. Okay, a little bit of background. When the pasuk talks about Ketores, we know there's 11 ingredients, 11 spices. Okay, but the Gemara in Yom over here learns out from the Ketores of Yom Kippur that there must be an additional ingredient. What's the additional ingredient that needs to be brought? Something that's called Mala Asham. Malashim literally means making the smoke go up. So the Gemara says in Yuma, I'll show you the pasuk in a moment, but the Gemara says that based on Pesukim in Parshas Achrim, he's talking about Yom Kippur, it says in pasuk that when Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brings the Ketores, so it says, V'nosin es ha-Ketores ala esh lefnei Hashem, he has to put the Ketores on the fire in front of Hashem and others in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, V'chisa anan ha-Ketores es ha-Kapores asher al ha-Edos. And the smoke, the cloud of smoke that ascends from the Ketores should cover the whole orange, should cover the whole area, indicating that that's part of the halacha, that there has to be smoke that ascends. So the Gemara learns that from here, as we'll see in a second, there must be an additional ingredient put in that's called malashon, a certain type of grass, a certain type of root that makes the smoke go up well. Now the pasuk ends off again. V'chis anan ha-Ketores, you don't have this in front of you, but V'chis anan ha-Ketores es ha-Kapores asher le'edus, that the smoke that comes up covers the Aaron, covers the area, for lo yomas. And Aaron, the Kohen, by doing this, he shouldn't die. Indication being that if he doesn't do this, in other words, he does the Ketores incorrectly, yomas. So that's the Makar, as we'll see. So let's see the Gemara in Yuma. So the Gemara says in Yuma, Duftan Gimel with Aleph, Uminayin Shenoisin ba Mala Asham. How do you know that you're supposed to add in this ingredient of Mala Asham? Now again, even though the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is again a pasuk by Yom Kippur, we know that even in the Braisa that we say every single day, which is talking about Ketores of every single day, it also says to put Mala Asham. Because the Gemara understood, Chazal understood, that even though it says it by Ketores by Yom Kippur, it's the same thing as Ketores every single year, every single day. So again, so the Gemara says, Minay Shunasim ba Mala Asham. How do you know you're supposed to add Mala Asham? So Shenemar, because it says, V'chis anana Ketores es ha-Kapores, that the smoke of the Ketores is supposed to cover the area. So again, it's said by Yom Kippur, but same thing for that the whole year as well. And the Gemara continues, Haloi Nosan ba Mala Asham. And let's say a person doesn't put Mala Asham, or misses one of the basic ingredients, it's chayiv misa. You're chayiv misa. And again, that's indicated from the last words of the pasuk, which is v'lo yomas. V'lo yomas means, if you do all the thing that I just said, lo yomas. But if you don't, then it'll be yomas. So that's the brisa. So, fine, that's adkan, that's the brisa. Now it picks up the Gemara. The Gemara says, 1 second, you're telling me that the pasuk is telling us that by him doing the Ketores properly, v'lo yomas, the Kohen Gadol won't die. But if he does it incorrectly, Chayiv Misa. You're Chayiv Misa. Ask the Gemara, 1 second, where is this happening? Where is this happening? The Pasuk is Yom Kippur, right? So someone in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The halacha is that if a person goes into Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason, it's called Bia Reikonis. You go in for no reason. So you're not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason. Let's say a person does, it's Chayiv Misa. So it says the Gemara, what do you need to tell me? A special halacha by Ketores. That if you don't put in Mala Ashan, you don't do the Ketores well, you're Chayiv Misa for bringing incorrect Ketores. Forget the fact that you brought incorrect Ketores. Let's say you didn't do any Ketores. You didn't do anything. You just walked in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. You're also Chayiv Misa. So ask the Gemara, Tefiklei, what do you need this special pasuk V'lo Yomas? That if he does the Ketores incorrectly, he's going to die for bringing incorrect Ketores. Forget incorrect Ketores. Tefiklei, the Kamayel Bia Reikonis. Means you're going in for no reason. All right, you understand if you're doing the Ketores incorrectly, then that means basically you're going in for no reason to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which that alone is Chayiv Misa. That alone is Chayiv Misa. So what do you need? In other words, the Gemara understood that the reason why the Kohen Gadol would be Chayiv Misa is because he's bringing, it's something about the Ketores was being done wrong. and it's a punishment for bringing the wrong Ketairis. Ask the Gemara, forget the wrong Ketairis. If the Ketairis is possible because he messed it up, then that means basically he's going in for no reason. It's a Biyurei Kanes. It's going in for no reason. And that alone is Chayiv Misa. So v'tefikli, what do you need a special halacha by Ketairis? That he's Chayiv Misa for Ketairis. For even if there would be no such halacha that you're Chayiv Misa for bringing incorrect Ketairis, the very fact that the Ketairis is possible, that alone automatically results in him being in the Kaddish HaKachim for no reason. And if he's in the Kaddish HaKachim for no reason, it's Chayiv Misa for that. And notice again, the Gemara understood that the halacha of the pasuk is not just saying that if you don't put in the right ingredients, the Ketairis is possible. It's saying the Ketairis is possible, and the bringing possible Ketairis is Chayiv Misa. So ask the Gemara in that additional layer, what do you need a special Chayiv Misa for bringing incorrect Ketairis? Once the Ketairis is possible, then automatically you're in the Kaddish HaKachim for no reason. That's Chayiv Misa. So that's the Gemara's question. V'tefikle, so it's enough. You'll be Chayiv Misa anyway. The Kamayel Biyurei Kanes. You're going in for no reason. So what do you need the special additional level of Chayiv Misa because of Ketairis? Amrav Sheshes. So now the Gemara comes up. Now we're trying to figure out a way how the Kayin Gadol bringing Ketairis in Kaddish HaKachim is Chayiv Misa only because he's bringing incorrect Ketairis and not because he's there for no reason. Right? You follow? So Amar of Sheshes, or Sheshes says, simple. In order to be Chayiv Misa, you have to do it on purpose. So let's say the scenario is very simple. The Kayin Gadol, maybe he's not the, you should know this as a Kayin Gadol, but the Kayin Gadol does, he's Shagig, he doesn't know that you're not allowed to go into the Kaddish HaKachim for no reason. He doesn't know. So, but he knows that you're not supposed to bring the Ketairis missing some ingredients. So therefore, is he Chayiv Misa? Well, if the only Chayiv Misa is coming because of being in the Kaddish HaKachim for no reason, he's a Shoygeg, he doesn't know. But now that we're introducing this new idea, that Pasul Ketairis in the Kaddish HaKachim, that alone is Chayiv Misa, so now he's Chayiv Misa for that, because he knows he's not supposed to be doing that. That's Rav Sheshes' Eitz. What's the case? Sheshogag Bebiya. He's a shogeg in terms of the halacha of going in it for no reason that he doesn't know you're not supposed to do. So he's not Chayiv Misa for that. The Hezid Baktar, but he's Mezid in terms of knowing that he's bringing the Ketairis incorrectly. And so for that alone, he's Chayiv Misa. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. That's Rav Sheshes' Teretz. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says a different mahalach. Again, a scenario where he's not going to be Chayiv Misa for going in for no reason. He's only going to be Chayiv Misa for bringing incorrect Ketairis. What's the case? Afilu tema heze bezu bezu. Even if the Kohen Gadol is a big Talmid Chacham, he knows what the halach is. Going, what's the example? The ayel shtei haketairis. He brings in two ketairises. Achas shleima, v'achas chesera. One is complete, and one is incomplete. So therefore, abia loy mechayev. You can't say that he's chayev nisa for coming in for no reason. He's coming in for a good reason, because the ketairis he has in his right hand is good ketairis. And he's going to sacrifice that, and he's good to go. So in terms of going in for no reason and being there for no reason, he's going in for a good reason. He's going to be there for a good reason because of the Ketairis in his right hand. So why is he... But now he also has Ketairis in his left hand, which is missing ingredients, and he sacrifices that as well. So now he's Chayiv Misa for that. He's not Chayiv Misa for being in there for no reason. He's now Chayiv Misa only for bringing Ketairis that are possible. So he says like this, Abi Elohim Chayiv, for going to the Kaddish HaKachim for no reason, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. Why? The ayel is shleima, because it's not for no reason. He is bringing, correct Ketairis also. Haketara mechayev, but then when he actually sacrifices the incorrect Ketairis as well, that will be chayev misa for the hamikdar Ketairis chaser, because he's sacrificing incorrect Ketairis. That's the sugi. Okay, so that's what we have. So Nachamo, again, the Brisa says, chisarachas v'chol simenei chayev misa, incorrect, the ingredients are missing, you chayev misa. Again, the person, besides the 11 ingredients, he also has to put in Mala Oshan, right, to make the smoke go up. If you miss that, you're also Chayiv Misa, again, all from the Pasuk, V'lo Yomis. And as the Gemara says, V'lo Yomis means that there's a Chayiv Misa just for bringing incorrect Ketairis, and it's relevant to a case of where, for some reason, he's not Chayiv for being in the Kaddish HaKachim anyway, for whatever the scenario is, but for bringing incorrect Ketairis, you're Chayiv Misa. That's the... Fine. So far, so good. Or not. I don't know. But yeah, we're okay. Okay.
What if he brings it in to Shaggy?
Huh?
What if he brings
So then it'll be shaggy as well. The Gemara is just trying to figure out a scenario where it'll be negeya, that there's a chiyav misa for Ketairis incorrectly. If there's any way a chiyav misa for being in there for no reason. So that's all we have to do, figure out a case of where he'll be potter for going in for no reason, but now he's chayav for Ketairis. So that's the case. And a chanami, like any case of chiyav misa, chayav misa right now. So what will be the nafkamina though?
Because you have to learn from the outside.
We're going to get to that soon. But the pashtus is like in the pshutus shel mikra, like in this pasuk, which is the one kodesh hakodeshim, like in this case, what will be the nafkamina for lo yom? So that's the okay. The problem is Rashi. Is Rashi Maseches Krisa. So again, the gemara that we just went through is the gemara in Yuma. Okay. What do we see from the Gemara Yuma? The entire context of the Gemara Yuma is revolving on one point, which is that besides the fact that there is a Chiyuv Misa for being in a Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason, that we know anyway, there's a special Chiyuv Misa for bringing Ketairis that are incorrect. And that's what the whole Gemara was talking about. What's the scenario where that Chiyuv Misa is relevant if he's in the Kodesh HaKodeshim anyway, so he's there for no reason, if the Ketairis is possible? So the Gemara had to come up with scenarios. But the point of the Gemara was, the assumption the Gemara made was, that there's a special Chiyuv Misa for bringing incorrect Ketairis. Yeah? Fine. Now we know that, as I said, if the Ketairis that's brought every single day is brought not in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, is brought in the Heichal, brought in the Kodesh, right? The same place as the Menorah, the Shulchan, and so on. Now, once we know that there's a Chiyuv of Misa, now, if a person goes into the Kodesh, right, for no reason, you're not Chayav Misa for that. You're Chayav Misa for going to the Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason. But again, now that we've established from the Gemara Yuma that there's a special Chiyuv Misa for bringing Ketairis that are incorrect, so now that's true for Ketairis. And if you bring Ketairis in the regular Kodesh, that would be Chayav Misa because if you brought incorrect Ketairis, right? That would be the base in the Gemara Yuma. Take a look at Rashi. On that brisa in Krisus, which says in Chiser Echad Mikol Samech Chayav Misa, right? That if you miss one of the ingredients, you Chayav Misa. Says Rashi, Chayav Misa, you Chayav Misa. Says Rashi, Ki Ayel Biyom Kippurim. That line of the brisa, says Rashi, is only talking about Ketairis on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it says in Pasuk, you're not allowed to go to the Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason. In other words, there's a special halacha that you can't go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason. You can't go for Bi'ur Reikonis for no reason. Says Rashi, and if the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur brings Ketairis, which is puzzle, because he's missing one of the ingredients, Bi'ur Reikonis, it means he's going in for no reason. Chayiv Misa, and for that he's Chayiv Misa. In other words, what Rashi is telling us is, Rashi is saying again, it says the Braisa, if you miss one of the ingredients of Ketairis, you're Chayiv Misa. It says Rashi, one second. Well, the only reason why you're Chayiv Misa is not because it's Pasul Ketairis. Pasul Ketairis means it's just Pasul. What are you Chayiv Misa for? Because you're in a place for no reason. What place would a person be in that you're Chayiv Misa? Kodesh HaKodeshim. Oh, so says Rashi, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this line of Imchisarach and Wasn't Ramisa means on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol goes to Kodesh HaKodeshim and happens to be missing one of the spices, which means the Ketairis is possible. If it's possible, it means he's there for no reason. So when you read this Rashi and Krisus, okay, fine, makes sense, no problem. Right? But if you just a second ago learned the Gemara Yuma, so that once that Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? It's Mamish, the open Gemara, not like this. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara's whole sugya in Yuma was assuming not like this, that the reason why when you're Chayiv Misa for Ketairis is not just because of a roundabout way you find yourself, since the Ketairis is possible, so you find yourself in a circumstance, you're in the Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason. The Gemara said the exact opposite. The Gemara said, no, the Gemara's assumption in Yuma was, no, when it says you're Chayiv Misa for Ketairis that are incorrect, it's because bringing Ketairis incorrectly is Chayiv Misa. Ad kedekach, that the Gemara had to bend over backwards to figure out ways why you're not Chayiv Misa for being in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you're only Chayiv Misa for bringing bad Ketairis. Well, in that case, that means that there's a new thing, that bringing bad Ketairis is Chayiv Misa. Well, if bringing back Ketairis is Chayiv Misa, that means you're Chayiv Misa for bringing back Ketairis wherever you're supposed to bring Ketairis. If you bring it bad, it means you're Chayiv Misa. Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, every day in the Kodesh. Rashi's like Mamash ignoring the Gemara in Yuma. You follow this? It's Mamash ignoring the Gemara. Take a look. It's not my cash. Rukveger also, in the Gemara Krisis, what Rukveger does, he quotes, you know, the little circle. So Rukveger says, Ayin Yuma Nun Gil Maralf, it's Archian. So Marmok and the Rafur, the Mishnah Melech, explain, you know, says it out a little bit more. So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Klei Migdash, Perak Beis Alokha Gimel, he quotes Rashi, and he says, V'nerois Neflesi, it's Mamsha Pella, it's a wondrous Pella to me, Al Rashi, on the words of Rashi increases. Now he damrina beperak etziulai from the Gemara in Perak etziulai, the Gemara in Yuma and Yuma Dafnun Gimel, and he quotes the Gemara that we said before. Hare sugis ha Gemara bar milolai means the words of the sugi of the Gemara is very, very clear. The chiyav misa ketoyres chasera, that the reason why you're chayav misa for bringing missing ketoyres lab mishum be a rekonesu is not because you're there in the kaddish hakachim for no reason. That's true. That's true, but that's not the essential reason. Besides that, you're chayiv misa for ketoris being incorrect. El gzeres hakasavu. It's a gzeres hakasav, a standalone halacha, da ketoris chaser chayiv misa. That for ketoris that's missing, for incorrect ketoris, you're chayiv misa. And again, the nafkamina is very, very big. It's not just a technical point, like, well, in kaddish hakachim, what are you chayiv misa for? Be a rekanis, or for ketoris that's missing? It's a big nafkamina. Because what about if you bring Ketoris every single day outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim and you bring that Ketoris missing? You understand? If you hold like, Rashi increases, gives the impression that the only issue with Chiyav Misa by Ketoris is if the Ketoris is possible and you're in a place where you're Chiyav Misa for Bia Rekonis, then you're going to be Chiyav Misa for Bia Rekonis, which is only in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Not in the Kodesh HaKodeshim is no Chiyav Misa, which is what Rashi openly said. But based on the Gemara in Yuma, 1 second, forget Bia Rekonis. There's a special Chiyav Misa for bringing incorrect Ketoris. Just like we learn out from the Ketoris of Yom Kippur to every other Ketoris that you need Mala Ashan. So that means that this Pasuk, V'chisa Nana Ketoris is Akapiris, Asher Al Eidus, even though it's said by Yom Kippur, Chazal understood that it's a general klal with Ketoris. So the same thing is V'lo Yomas. So it means that there's a general rule with Ketoris that bringing incorrect Ketoris is Chayiv Misa. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi is ignoring the Gemara in Yuma. So it's a Pella. So what's the answer? So it's Mamsha Pella. So the answer is like this. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about when you're specifically missing one ingredient. Which ingredient is the Gemara in Yuma talking about? Based on this pasuk, v'chis anana ketoris is akaparas shoedes v'lo yomos. Says the Gemara is talking about specifically when you're missing mala asher. Rashi is talking about, he's going on the words of the Brice increases, which is imchiser echad mikol samaneha is chayiv misa. Ketoris is made of two things. There are the 11 basic ingredients to create ketoris, and then there's additional ingredients. Additional ingredients, salt is an additional ingredient, malashin is an additional ingredient. In order to answer this kashya, and I'll show you in a second that other Rishonim say this openly, the answer is as follows, two separate halachas. When you're dealing with ketoris that's missing one of the essential ingredients, Rashi holds there is no unique, special chiyav misa for bringing incorrect ketoris. When you're missing imchiser echa mikol samaneha, which is talking about one of the basic 11, then your Chayiv Misa, says the Braisa, says Rashi, you know why? Only because of the roundabout aspect of being in the Kodesh HaKodeshim for no reason. The Gemara in Yuma, which said, which was the Tefeklei, the whole Gemara in Yuma, which was assuming that there's a special, unique Chayiv Misa for bringing Ketoris that are incorrect, that's talking about where you have all the 11 basic ingredients, you're just missing Malashim. If you bring Ketoris without Mala Ashan, Rashi's maskim. Of course, that's the Gemara Yuma, that you're Chayiv Misa for bringing Ketoris that are incorrect. Says Rashi, what are you hacking me and shining for the Gemara Yuma? I'm talking about the Brice increases, which is talking about not missing Mala Ashan. It's talking about Imchiser Echa Mikol Samanel. Simoni Ketoris means the 11 spices, not Mala Ashan. It's two separate inyanim, two separate dinim. So Rashi, again, Rashi is talking about when you're missing one of the 11, then there is no unique Chiyuv Misa for Ketores. It's only a Chiyuv Misa for basically, you're there for no reason. That's Bi'erei Kanis, and therefore says Rashi, that's only on Yom Kippur, when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim V'chu. But the Gemara in Yuma, one second, but the Gemara in Yuma is not like that. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about specifically on this Pasuk, which is talking about Malo Oshan. If you miss Malo Oshan, then there's Taka Yunichi of Kares on that, which means Halacha L'maisa. Rashi will tell you that if you're bringing Kataris on an average Tuesday, you're the Kohen, and you're bringing the Kataris in the Kodesh, not Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? So you're not going to be, there's no Chiyav Misa involved with just being in the Kodesh for no reason. But you brought incorrect Kataris. Are you Chiyav Misa or not? Well, says Rashi, it depends. What are you missing? If you were missing one of the essential 11, you're not Chiyav Misa. Because the Kataris is possible, for sure. But there's no Chiyav Misa on that. If you're bringing a Kataris with the 11 spices, but you're missing Mala Oshan, and a Chanami, V'lo Yomis, then you're Chiyav Misa for that. Yeah? Oh, right. So that right. You get this way. Right. So like, how much? Where do you draw the line? Yeah. Exactly. Right.
I mean, the Gemara jumps from Malo Oshan to Oy Chisa. Then it's
Tefekle. So that's the point. When you
why do those words if the Tefekle is only going?
So that's the thing. So when you read the Gemara in Yuma straight, you definitely you would think it's like the whole sugya of a Tefekle, which. Again, the word v'tefekle in the Gemara, the second line in Maromoka number 2, that's where the Gemara is making this leap and this assumption, and the whole sugya begins with that assumption that there's a special unique chiyuv misa for bringing incorrect keteres. Now you assume that that's referring back to all the previous halachas mentioned, which was missing the one of the 11, missing Mala Oshan, and so on. But Anachanami, what we're saying is that according to Rashi, you're forced into say this, is that no, when you're dealing with missing one of the 11 spices, that's not what we're talking about. That's Chayiv Misa. But that's Chayiv Misa because of Bi'erei Kanis, because you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, happens to be. When you're missing Mala Oshan, that's when the Sugya begins to kick off, assuming that there's a special unique Chayiv Misa for that. Now, okay, that's what I said. Now, this is not, if you take a look at Maromoka number 5, the Taisa Rosh in Maseches Yuma pretty much says this openly. Taisa Rosh says like this, Miu Nirali. Says the Rosh, he's going on the Gemara in Yuma. Says the Rosh, Dim Chaser Achas Mikolsa Meneha, the Ketores of the regular year, not on Yom Kippur, but the regular year when you're in the regular Kodesh, if the Kohen misses one of the essential spices, Leka Chayiv Misa al Bias Hechel. You're not Chayiv Misa for just being in the Hechel. He loved Arab Yom Kippur. If it's Yom Kippur, then you're Chayiv Misa for being in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. I mean, so that's the Taisa Rosh is saying openly like Rashi, which is that if you're missing one of the essential spices, you're not Chayiv Misa unless it's Yom Kippur because you're in the Kodesh HaKodeshim anyway for no reason. When it comes to if you're only missing Malo Oshan, then Anachanami. Kiven diyalfinan heichal milifnei velifnim l'malo Oshan, yalfinan milichiv misim chasrei. When it comes to be missing Malo Oshan, then Anachanami. There's a Chayiv Misa. There's a Chayiv Misa in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Be Mala Oshan, there's a chiyuv anywhere if you're missing Mala Oshan. But that's only when it comes to Mala Oshan. Avum chisar achas misamaneha, loy mechayiv misa be a rekonis, again, unless you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Taz Rosh says openly, this idea is that there's two separate halachas. When you're missing one of the essential spices of the 11 ingredients, then it's just basically Kataris puzzle, but there's no special chiyuv misa for that. If you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you find yourself in the chiyuv misa anyway, for being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no reason. But bringing Pasul Ketores, there's no issue. If you have the 11 spices, but you missed Mala Oshan, then there's a new Chiyav of a Chiyav Misa for bringing Ketores like that. Okay, so now, here's the Nekuda. So I know, the question is to understand the Sfar a little bit better. So, I know Hershey was saying that it makes sense, the Chilik. And it's true, when I first thought of, you know, when I chopped this Rashi a little bit, so that was the Sfar that hit me. But then I saw Rambam, and the way the Rambam puts it, it led me back to the question of what exactly is the Sfar of Rashi. The way the Rambam, maybe I just have an affinity to the Rambam, but the way the Rambam says it like this, the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. The Rambam holds like the simple reading of the Gemara Yuma. Apostle Ketores is Chayiv Misa, a special Chayiv Misa, like the simple reading of the Gemara. So one example where the Rambam is more pasha than Rashi. But the way the Rambam puts it is like this. The Rambam says like this. Nasan l'toicha dvash, right? That's one of the things, right? If you put if a person puts honey in the k'tiris, it's possible. Chisar achas mikol semenah. You miss one of the ingredients, it's also possible. It says Rambam v'chayiv misa. Why? It says Rambam shreinasis k'tiris zara. Because this became alien k'tiris. In other words, we have this idea, right? Everyone agrees. The Gemara Yuma says what it says, which is that there is some scenario where the Ketaris is possible and you're Chayiv Misa, not because of B'Yarei Kanis. You're Chayiv Misa because you brought incorrect Ketaris. What's the idea of that? Again, I bring a Chatas, and the answer is the Rambam is telling us sort of like the way to articulate it, which is that the Rabbanu Shalom said, it's not just like possible Ketaris. It's Ketaris Zara. This is alien Ketaris, like by the Nadav and Avia, right? They brought Ketaris Zara Lefnei Hashem. So you see, there's such an Indian when it comes to Ketaris. Again, I have to figure out why, but there's such an Indian with Ketaris that it's not just like Pasul Ketaris. It's like a Chatas is Pasul Chatas. No, if it's not the Ketaris that Pasuk says, it's called Ketaris Zara. It's like an alien Ketaris. It's an infiltration. It's a Ketaris Zara. And so that's why you're Chayiv Misa for it, right? So once you think of it in that way, then to me, it's still... So now Rashi, we have to figure out the Svar. So there's like a strange thing going on over here. Again, Rashi says, if you miss one of the 11 ingredients, you're not Chayiv Misa. It's possible. You're not Chayiv Misa. If you have the 11 ingredients, but you're missing Mala Oshan, you're Chayiv Misa for it. So what's the gedder? If the gedder of the reason why you're Chayiv Misa for bringing incorrect Ketaris is because it's Ketaris Zara, like the Rambam says... Well, then it's Ketaris Zara if it's missing Malosh, and it's all the more Ketaris Zara if you're missing one of the 11 spices. Even if you only have one spice, that's Ketaris Zara. Elamai, that's not the framing. Rashi doesn't frame it like that. Again, if the issue is Ketaris Zara, that's why you're Chayiv Misa, then what's the chil between Malosh and not Malosh? And so how do we say it? Like, how do you articulate it? How do you say it? What exactly is the Chayiv Misa for? Again, you could say the Chiyav Misa is because I'm in the wrong place. That's true when it's the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right? So it's like, so what's the Elamai? The Chiyav Misa is because I brought Ketaris Zara, I brought something, a foreign sacrifice. Well, it's foreign if I'm missing Malosh, and it's foreign if I'm missing 111. What's the Hagdar? So there's Yerushalmi. You follow? It's like, just understand. So there's Yerushalmi, okay? Marmok number 6. And then you get the Leshem, Arizal. So what's the Yerushalmi? This is the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. The Yerushalmi over here, the Rishonim deal with it. And the Rishonim have a hard time with understanding the language that the Yerushalmi uses. But I think once we just discover this Rashi and Krisus, the Yerushalmi is saying exactly the point. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi is going on this Halacha of Yuma. It says the Yerushalmi, Lo yinas l'toicha melach, right? If you didn't put melach, or you didn't put malashim, says the it's quoting a brisa. Nischayv misa, yichayv misa. Omer Rav Zeira, says Rav Zeira, va'oyver mishum hachnasa yisera. Va'oyver mishum hachnasa yisera. Why are you chayv misa? Because you're violating hachnasa yisera. What hachnasa means? Bringing in something extra. Hachnasi Yisera. What does that mean, Hachnasi Yisera? So the Rishonim struggle with this. Some Rishonim say that maybe it's like Bia Reikonis. You're going in. Like Hachnasi means, like I'm entering. Entering for no reason. So that sounds like on Yom Kippur, because you're in the Kaddish HaKadoshim. But then the Rishonim say, what's Yisera? What's extra? Hachnasi Yisera. So I think in Rashi, again, it boils down to what you were saying before. We'll just explain the pinyin stuff; it'll become a little bit more highlighted. The way Rashi understands is that the gedder of the Isser, the reason why this chayiv misa, is not because Ketaris Zara, some alien Ketaris. If it's alien Ketaris, if it's foreign, if it's something like that, then it's all the more foreign if it's missing one of the 11 spices. The answer is that it's the reason why you're chayiv misa is because you're bringing unnecessary Ketaris. Literally, as Yerushalmi says, Hachnasi Yisera, unnecessary Ketaris. what makes what in order for it to be considered unnecessary Ketairis, it has to have the basic ingredients of what Ketairis is, but it's just missing something to make it puzzle. And then once you have Ketairis, which is puzzle, and you're bringing it anyway, this is called unnecessary Ketairis. Now, unnecessary Ketairis is exactly what the Rishonim says, Hachnasa Yisera. Hachnasa Yisera means, extra, means unnecessary. If you're missing one of the essential 11 ingredients, this is not unnecessary Ketairis, this is puzzle Ketairis. This is not Ketairis. But, and that's not Chayiv Misa. What you're Chayiv Misa for is bringing Ketairis, but it's Ketairis that is, it qualifies as what's called Ketairis, but it's unnecessary. This was not a necessary thing. You didn't have to do this. You didn't have to do this because you didn't. If you did it correctly, then you had to do it, right? Because you're trying to be Mekayim Mitzvah. If you didn't do it correctly because you missed one of the ingredients, because you missed Ma'ala Ashan, it means that this was an unnecessary activity. Now, it wasn't Stam away. Not, you did, you, it was Ketairis, but it was unnecessary Ketairis. And this is the Chiddush in Rashi. Unnecessary Ketairis is Chayiv Nisa. An unnecessary chatas, not chayiv misa. So you waste the time. Unnecessary oil and shlomim, waste the time. Unnecessary ketairis, it's chayiv misa. Why? You understand the gather over here? In other words, there's three different, causes for chayiv misa. One is bi'ur kanes, right? You're in the wrong place. You're like, what are you doing in the Kodesh HaKodeshim? It's a disgrace. For the Kodesh HaKodeshim, for you to be there for no reason, it's Chayiv Misa. There's another way, which is like sort of in the Rambam's view, which is Ketairis Zara. You're bringing Ketairis, which is alien. Like this is nothing to do with anything the Torah told you to do. And when you bring incense that is completely, not what the Torah commanded you to do, that's bringing an alien entity into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Chayiv Misa. Now that's true. It's alien whether it's missing this ingredient or that ingredient. It's alien either way. It's infiltrating something foreign. It's a foreign element into the Beis HaMikdash. That would be the Chayiv Misa according to the Rambam, which would create a Chayiv Misa if the Ketairis is missing any of the ingredients. It's an alien element. It's a foreign element. In Rashi, that's not the gather. It's not Chayiv Misa because it's a foreign element. Fakert. It's Chayiv Misa because it's Ketairis. But it's unnecessary Ketairis. If it's missing one of the 11 spices, it's not unnecessary Ketairis. It's not Ketairis. This is not the mitzvah of Ketairis at all. But when you're doing the mitzvah of Ketairis, but you're doing it incorrectly, that means that ultimately you're bringing Ketairis unnecessarily. But it's called Ketairis because it has the basic 11 spices. Therefore, says Rashi, if it has the 11 spices and you're missing Ma'ala Ashan, Melach, whatever, then that means that you have Ketairis. You have Ketairis, but you're doing it in a way that the Torah didn't, that you're doing it, if you're not being Kaim a Mitzvah, that means that you're bringing unnecessary Ketairis. Like Yerushalmi says, Hachnasi Yisera, it's unnecessary, this is extra, it's unnecessary. Ketairis that's unnecessary is Chayiv Nisa. But if you're missing one of the 11 spices, it's not unnecessary Ketairis. It's not Ketairis. It's alien Ketairis. But you're not Chayiv Misa for alien Ketairis. You're not Chayiv Misa for a foreign element. You're Chayiv Misa for Ketairis that's unnecessary. So here's the question. Why is unnecessary Ketairis so bad? Why is it so bad? If you're in the Rambam, in the simple reading of the Gemara Yuma, that you're Chayiv Misa for bringing a foreign element into the Beis HaMikdash, I understand. A foreign element to the Beis HaMikdash, like that feels avodah zarah. It feels like a breach in the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash if you bring foreign things. You could ask the question, so why only Ketairis? Maybe any sacrifice that's no good, you should be chayiv misa. Okay, but l'maisa, the Torah says, for Ketairis, zarah, for a foreign element into the Beis HaMikdash, that's chayiv misa, I understand. But this inyan that, according to Rashi, that if it's unnecessary, why is unnecessary Ketairis so bad? Why is it so bad? Take a look at the Leshem, Marmukah number 7. The Leshem introduces us to an amazing idea. The Leshem is in Sefer Deya, Chelek Beis, Drush Dalet, and Afchof. The Leshem, Kedarka B'Kodesh, is marach with this Nakuda. Listen to what the Leshem says. He's talking about the inyan of the Eitz Hadas Tovara, the Chet of Adam Rishon. So he says like this, Hine, Zeu be'emes ha'avoida ha'yoyseri kari she'ein l'mala yimenu. There's a certain avoida which is the most essential, the holiest avoida. There is nothing greater than this avoida. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafis mikdoshe elyon ha'yoyser gedoylem. This is an avoida that Rabbanu Shalom wants from his holiest people, the holiest tzaddikim. What's this avoida? It's like, you know, Elon, you were like, what's this avoida? So it says the Lashem, Sha'acha sha'amdu v'yardu b'imki p'nimi satora. Do you know what the avoida is? The ikra avoida is that after the tzaddikim, the tzaddik, is, you know, sort of establishes himself as the master of p'nimi satora, b'sisri ma'isa b'reishis, u'ma'isa merkova d'kodesh ha'kodshin. You know what the ikra avoida is? Yizboinu v'yistaklu gamkein b'kol koiches ha'tumah v'ara. The ikar avoid and the greatest avoid that says the Lashem is for the tzaddik who's mamish holding in the highest of madrigas to then put himself mentally and to investigate the territory of the other side and the world of klipas, the world of klipa, and the Lashem is marach. I don't have time to, you know, to bring it down. But the Lashem is marach with this, that the avoid means for the tzaddik to be mizbayne, to contemplate, to think about all things that are the opposite of Kedusha, to think about and to put themselves mentally in the places of Avodah Zarah, the Mamish Klipas themselves. And the Leshem says like this, V'yeshchem devetayva harbe. And when the tzaddik puts his mind into these places, the tzaddik has to know that there's a lot of taiva and a lot of pleasure that might be derived by even contemplating about the other side. The kol shimushav upulaisav, all the activities and all the kaiches that are found in the other side, by thinking about it, there's a certain like deep pleasure in that experience. Like it says in the Torah, ki toiv eitz l'machol v'savi hilaynayim. The Leshem identifies in the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas, eating the Eitz Hadas meant, not just eating something physically, it meant that Adam and Chava were mentally putting themselves in Mamish, the darkest of places, in Kfir, and the dark Mamish, Sitra Achra. And as the Pasuk says, that place is Chisavi Leinai. There's a Hano in that. And what's the Avoida? Lizboinin Behem Kulam, to contemplate in all of that space, Ulahaskiv Ladas, and to come away and to contemplate that space with the following, you know, recognition. How all the power and all the significance and all the amazing, you know, lights and whistles that exist in the other side, who ain't a klal klal, it's not theirs. It's all stealing from Kedusha. It's all because of a spark of Kedusha that's there, enlivening the whole thing, then it's all just one big facade. It's all one big house of cards. It's all this energy and all this pleasure and all this unbelievable infrastructure. It's bechlal not theirs, and it's bechlal not real. All it is given is an illusion. It's given to them for the moment. From the one that created light and the one that creates evil. In order to tempt people. The kol machmudayim and all of their delights and all their pleasures, him darkei she'ol, all leads to hell. Yardos el chedrei moves, it goes to the grave. It's mamish nothing. It's all empty. Kol mitziusam, the entire mitzius of the other side. Hagam shenirim gedolim v'neroyim harbi ma'id, even though it looks amazing, it looks very very big. Hineim tuliyim rak al chuta sair. It's mamish a hair's breadth. It's nothing. The whole thing is not there. The oimbi b'mamor shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it stands just on the maimer of Hashem. Says the Leshem, this is the biggest avoda. The biggest avoda is dafka the tzaddik who deeply is rooted in kedusha and so on, to then put their mind and soul into mamish, the place of klipa, for the purposes of undermining its existence from within the belly of the beast. Now says the Leshem like this: Omnam hanisayin lichnais bezeh. The nisayon of going, of doing this, he knew who gadol v'rav is very, very great. This is a very great nisayon. V'asakana b'zeh hu nor v'atzam moed moed. And the sakana is very, very great. Ad shekemat sheim b'koech enoish ilam b'zeh. Ad kedei kach, that it's almost as if, and it's kemat, that human being on their own cannot withstand this test. Why? So he says, "Ki hu derech shavar chavis u'shmar yena." It's like asking someone, break the barrel, but hold on to the wine. It's an impossibility. You break the barrel, the wine is gone too. Says the lesson, what do I mean? Kerei b'teva adam, the nature of a person is, ki kolin shemesim es libay lezbainin bay. Anything that you put your heart to think about and to sort of emotionally and mentally enter, umachnes esichle umachshavte b'zeh, and you put your mind into it, b'zeh unasek dovak elav. Then that means that you're becoming attached to it. Whatever you think about becomes a part of your brain, right? Becomes a part of you, especially when you're putting your kaiches into thinking about it. And anything that's a part of you, the ayevu mechavev ayisai, means automatically you now like it and you have a sort of a deep connection to it, ad kedei kach, that just like you love yourself, you now love everything that you're connected to. So asking the tzaddik to mentally go into some dark place to contemplate and to think while he's there that this is all nothing, it's come out an impossibility. You're telling the person, break the barrel, but hold on to the wine. It's impossible. If I'm putting myself mentally there, and you're telling me to do it like 100%, then that means that I'm dovuk there. And if I'm dovuk there, it means I love it automatically. I could say I don't, but I do. So therefore, says the Lashon, we have a little bit of an issue. This, for some reason, is the greatest accomplishment of all, because you're undermining Ra itself. The greatest way to make this place a Dir B'Tachtoinim is by literally eradicating the opposition of Dir B'Tachtoinim from itself, right? So it's like to go into, it's one, you know, it's like in Lessig's Parsha, you know, they come to the place of Mara, right? The waters are bitter. Hashem tells Moshe, take an eitz, a piece of wood, put it in the water, becomes sweet. Chazal say that eitz was bitter. And that was the nation of Patach Neis, right? A bitter tree goes into bitter waters and it becomes sweet. So one way is what that Ra is Ra. And you know what? Maybe it's Geshmak. And maybe the Eitzar has something to offer. But the Eitzar Toiv has so much more to offer. That's good. But the ultimate Giloy of Einoy Movadai, of Dir B'Tachtoinim, is what? Is to clarify the Eitzar has nothing to offer. So says the Lashon, that's the greatest avoider. For the tzaddik to go into that place and to clarify mentally and emotionally that there's nothing there, not to chas v'shalom do anything wrong, but to mentally and emotionally clarify that there's nothing there, there's no greater thing. But again, catch 22. You go into it, it means you love it automatically. So it can't be done. So says the Lashon, so here's the principle. Shani Sayin Lichnois Bezeh, Hu Otzim V'Noira. This Nisayin is an unbelievable Nisayin. Ad Shagam Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shalom Hayyari Lahachnes Atzim Bezeh. Ad Kidei Kach, the Moshe was also worried about this. But Hashem told Moshe he should go in and he shouldn't be worried. What's he talking about? Pasuk says Boyal Parai, right? Boyal Parai. Where earlier on, when you throw the stick down, it turns into a snake. Moshe was afraid, and Hashem says, no. Achleis biznave, hold on to the tail. What's Moshe afraid of? A snake? You're having a nevuah. What does it mean to be afraid of a snake when you're having a nevuah anyway? Right? So the Zohar says Lashem is coming from that. That the inning of the stick turning into a snake and then being told, hold on to it. It's such an amazing thing. You read that pasuk and it's like, on to the next pasuk. It's like a maisa, whatever. It's like, you know what was going on at that moment? For Moshe Rabbeinu to hold on to the snake, what he was being told is, put your entire seichel, put your whole nefesh, think and be mizbainain on the place of the sitra achra. And at the same time, clarify how there's nothing there. Turn it back into a stick. Moshe is afraid of such a thing. How is it possible? It's not possible. So Hashem says, you're right, it's not possible. But I'm telling you to do it. And if I tell you to do it, that means you can do it. If you do it on your own, that's called eating from the Eitz Hadas Toivara, and that's Misa. That's Misa, if you do it on your own. But if you do it because it's a mitzvah, then you have the Koiches of Ein Saif, and the Rabbanu Shalom can be nice to Yefachim, and then it's possible. Says the Lashon. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid until he was told to do it. V'chein hichnes b'zeh avos HaKadoshim. And Hashem did the same thing. He forced the avos into this. When the Lashon talks about this also, when Avram goes to Mitzrayim. That Nisayin of Avram going to Mitzrayim, it's like, okay, what's the Nisayin of him being in Mitzrayim? Yeah, because they'll take his wife. That's Kleinikai. The Iker Nisayin, going to Mitzrayim meant that he was being told this avoider, go into the Klipa. That's the Nisayin. Obviously, I have to do that. V'chein Yosef Tzadik also. It's a mistake. V'Hishaya Navi, Hishaya also. Hishaya. There's a Navi Hishaya. It's a whole license in Sefer Hishaya, right? In Treyoser, that Hashem tells Hishaya as a Nevuah, go marry a Zayna and have children from the Zayna and then divorce her. It's like a funny mic. What am I? It's like it's a simon that just like the rebuttal, just like you're gonna have a hard time divorcing your wife who's a Zayna. You don't even know if the kids are yours, Bechlal, right? So the same thing. I can't separate from my kala from Knesset Yisrael, is it? So what's the din of him marrying a Zayna, having kids, and divorce? That's this avoid. Hashem was telling Hashem, go into the klipa, the deepest, darkest places. Connect to it, but don't connect to it. Only Hashem can tell a person to do that. So he says, V'chein hichnes v'zez dar midbar. The whole in the dar midbar, which these parashas are in right now, that's what they were going through. The torchu v'omlu b'zeharbe. The sovu is kol atullah hanayra hazu mem shana. For 40 years, they were dealing with this. So we think it's like, what are they complaining about? Water limit at this? Like, you have everything you want. We have no idea the nisyonos that they went through. They're being forced into the darkest places of all klipas and told, be there, but don't be there. And he said, they were successful. Again, they came out a little damaged, but the Lashem says, Yatsu have saved them v'scharim. That's the Lashem he says over there. Whatever damage they caused by their mistakes was overshadowed by the successes. So it's the opposite of what we usually think. But he says, the kol zeh hayim mishum shekol eil hakdoshim hayim knisasim bereshus shekadosh baruch hu hechnisim bezeh bal karcham. That's why they were successful, because they went forced from the mitzvah of Hashem. Amnam Adam Rishon, for example, Adam Rishon nichnas b'isayin nezeh sheloi bereshus. He didn't go with reshus. He wasn't being told el midaita v'chefsi ritzayna. Then it results in death, because what's klipa? Klipa is the place of death. And then you go there for the purposes of undermining it, and you get stuck there. What's Kataris about? What's Kataris about? Take a look at Marmokah number 8, Shar Kavanis. The Arizal on Jewish Tefillas HaShachar. Yesh bo yud aleph samen manim. Says the Riyah Kaddish, there's 11 spices. What's the number that always indicates like holiness and completion and good things? 10. 10. What's 11? Kol HaMaisif is Gareya. 11 always means Klipa. 11 means klipa. Saras bin Haman and Haman himself. 11 always means it was good and then you messed it up. That's what 11 means, right? Says the Riyah Kaddish, Yesh bayud al samimanim, shezeu soid ha'oyreis ha'mechayes ha'klipas. The secret of the Ketoris is that you're going into the place of the klipa and you're isolating and you're clarifying that the only source of life in this entire dark place is a spark of Hashem's presence. And it's stolen by the klipa, and it's not really there. I mean, it's the whole inyan of the Nisayan that the Leshem said that is impossible, and it's death itself if you do it on your own. If you do it with a mitzvah, then it's good. That's Ketoris. That's the inyan of the Ketoris. The Kavanaseinu and the Avoid of Ketoris is L'salka mitoicham, is to extract the nitzatz of Kedusha from the klipa itself. And to leave the klipas as dead. So holy nifikatiris. So let's go back. We said Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi Shita is, if you bring katiris and you're missing one of the 11 spices, it's not katiris. It's possible. It's not chayv misa. But if you bring katiris, which means 11 spices, but you're missing mala oshan, or you're missing melach, which means that this was not a mitzvah. So what do you do? Stam, you brought Ketoris. Stam brought Ketoris, Chayv Misa. Hachnosi Yisera. It's unnecessary Ketoris. Why is unnecessary Ketoris so bad? Adarabba, v'shem yichu kishbicha. I want to be, I want to be Mahadran. I want to bring extra Ketoris. The whole inyan of Ketoris is what is going into the Klipa to clarify the real truth, which is that there's nothing there. Well, says the Leshem, the only way that could be successful is if you're being mitzuvah to do it. If you're not being mitzvah to do it, then it's misa itself. It's not a punishment for bringing ketoris unnecessarily. It's the mitzias. It's eitz adas taivara. So this is what goes on. It's again in the Rambam. It's like some foreign element. It's like some like what do you like your you're bringing some outside inin into the Beis HaMikdash. Or being a rekanis. You're in the Kodesh HaKodesh for no reason. What are you doing? Says Rashi, no. There's something else going on, which is you're bringing Ketores. You're bringing the 11 spices. What are the 11 spices? It means you're going into the Klipa. If you're not bringing, if it's missing one of the 11 spices, that means it's not that's not a doorway into the Klipa. It's not a doorway into that place of Choshech and of Ra and of Tumah. That the only doorway is if you have the 11 spices, because 11 means the place of Klipa. So if you're doing that, and you're being mitzvah to do it, because you're being Mekayim and Mitzvah with the Ketores, because it has the additional stuff to be Mekayim and Mitzvah, Matav Manoim, that's Gevald, there's no greater avoider than that. But if you're doing the 11 spices, but you're missing some other knetch of Mala Oshan or Melech and so on, which means that you created the doorway into the Klipa and you're going into it L'shem Shemayim in order to be Mala Nitzutze Kedusha, but you don't have a mitzvah behind you, you're not being compelled like the Ovis or like Yisrael Tzadik or like Isheya the Navi, then it's like Adam Rishon doing it on his own. What happens as a result of that? That's the Mitzvah. So that's what Rashi is talking about. Again, if you miss one, that's the gather. If you're creating that doorway into the Klipa, and you're doing it, and you're doing the avoid of Ketores, but you don't have it's like when the Kohen Gadol will go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right? On second base, they would like tie a rope. If you don't have that rope, that the Rabbanu Shalom is like pulling you back, then it's not going to work. And that rope is the mitzvah. If you're not being mitzvah to do it, how do I know you're not being mitzvah do it? Because you're not being the kind of the mitzvah with it. You're not having mala oshan. Then of course not only is possible, it's chayv mismanch. That's the issue. And that's why, again, that's what the Rizal says. That's why we say Ketores by davening. Because by davening, we're in the basement. So we have to get out of that. So the way we get out of that is with the Ketores. And we elevate ourselves with the Ketores from that Nakuda. Again, that's what Rashi's doing. That's why it's not, why does the Pasuk specifically pick Mala Oshan? Melech also. Why Mala? What's Mala Oshan? Mala Oshan means the smoke should ascend. If there's no Mala Oshan, then that's Chayim Misa. Because that means that they brought the Ketores, but you're stuck in the abyss. You're not getting out of it. That's Mamash. That's that itself is the Chayim Misa Mamash. So that's the Oymik of what Rashi is talking about. So that's the Nakuda. So again, the Ikar is, like I said, this avoid is not, it's not to do with us, you know what I'm saying? But for our purposes, it means that any place that a person goes to that's a little bit, we'll put it this way, for us what we learn from this is that any space that a person goes to where the avoid is to redeem sparks and to elevate sparks, the only way you'll be successful at doing that is if you're being sent there against your will, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? If you really, you'd rather be in the Beis Medrash, right? If you'd rather be davening and learning and so on. But Nebuch, I have no choice because of Parnasa and because of life circumstances to be nachat, not in the clay, not in a bad place. I'm talking about, but stam and over the chol in the mundane world. Then you'll be matzliach. Then you'll be matzliach to be malani tzutzei kedusha. But if it's the 11 spices, but no mitzvah behind it, it's just the doorway into the abyss, and you don't get out of that. That's not a good thing. So, Bez Hashem, the Rebbeinu should help that all the tzutzei kedusha should be nisala. Zechut to go back to Eretz Yisrael. B'mloy tefar to be a skol tzei brach b'mir v'yemenu amen.